Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as we're going to head to DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison and bring in Pat. Pat, we still had wacky weather this week. I know we're waiting for the game fishing season to open up, but anglers that have been out in their boats, whether it be in the rivers or the panfish in the lakes, what have you heard this week down by you?
Yeah, you're right. The weather really has been taking us back and forth here. It's warm one day and cold the next, but folks are still getting out fishing, and the fishing around town's been good. Like you said, game fish season is currently still closed, but of course, panfish is a big deal here in Madison, and a lot of panfish are being found in shallow bays in most lakes, and if you can find some weeds, even better. The star of the show, as usual, here in town is Monona Bay. Lots of folks are getting bluegills during the day, and then during low light periods, mostly in the evenings, getting some good crappie action down there. But yeah, otherwise, a lot of folks heading off to the rivers. The walleyes are still stacked up at all the dams, the Jefferson Dam, all the dams up and down the Wisconsin River. I've got a lot of males hanging out right now. The big females should be showing up. We're waiting for that water to get, I don't know, I think it's 45 to 50 degrees before they start to do their thing. But that's some of the best fishing of the spring as far as walleye are concerned. So lots to look forward to. And yeah, there is a new trout season open up. So catch and keep trout is sort of a new thing. They used to open in May. Now they're opening it the first Saturday in April. So we've seen quite a bit of traffic, folks getting out and enjoying that new opener.
Are you a trout fisherman at all? Do you go for the trout?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've trout tattoos. I spend all my time trout fishing for the most part. It's probably my favorite thing to do.
Why is it favorite for you? Why do you like to fish trout?
Well, the best part about trout fishing is that trout live in beautiful places. So you drive out in the country and you get out of town and go walk along a stream, and, you know, catching fish is great, but it's just really nice to get out and kind of explore some really beautiful areas right in our backyard, really.
What are water levels like in the Madison area, both in the rivers and in some of the lakes right now?
Well, here in the lakes, they're actually down quite a bit. We draw the lakes down every year to prevent flooding in the spring, but we've had an actual pretty dry spring so far. So lake levels around town are pretty low. A lot of people complaining about that. It's hard to launch boats at a few of the launches around town. But, you know, hopefully we get some rain here and fill those back up. As far as the rivers go, they're flowing at pretty good levels right now. They were high the last week or a little more with a lot of the melts coming down. Especially the Wisconsin River was pretty high for a while and really cold with all the snow melting up north. Same thing on the Mississippi, but yeah, it's warming up and things are starting to happen.
Well, Pat, tell us a little bit about DNS Bait and Tackle, what people need to know when they stop at the store, where you're located, and everything they need to know.
Yeah, sure. We're at 1411 Northport Drive, right here on the north side of Madison, near the intersection of Northport and Troy Drive. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate for folks coming into town. We've got everything you need to get out on the water. We're fully stocked now. We got, I'd say 90% of our spring stuff is up on the shelves. And, of course, full stock, all great selection of live bait. And, most importantly, though, we do keep our fingers on the pulse of what's going on around town. And I do a weekly fishing report every Friday. We put that on our social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And we also have a good old school phone line. You can call in 608 Big Fish is the number there, and you can listen to me read the report.
Pat, I appreciate all you do at DNS, and we'll chat next week. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Wade. Always a pleasure.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
We continue on with the ESPN Outdoors Report as we head over to Fishtails in Fox Lake and bring in Dave. How you doing, sir? What's going on at Fishtails?
Well, not a whole lot. I mean, the weather's been up and down so much that it's affected our business and the fishing people and all that kind of thing, but there is some activity going on. They're starting to get some pan fishing on our river here, some nice gills. There's been some boats out too. They're basically early season catch and release bass, but they're getting some panfish in Green Lake. I have not heard anything on Beaver Dam. It's been very slow. The water's still quite cold, but you know, people have been hesitant to go when it's, you know, 20 degrees in the mornings and 40 mile an hour winds in the afternoon and that kind of thing. So there isn't a lot of activity, but it's getting there.
You know,
I think next week, you know, they're talking upper 70s and stuff, Mondays and Tuesdays. So it should pick up. Right now it's quite slow.
Yeah, it's one of those things, got to be frustrating for the, if you want to get out fishing, because it's like been so, the weather's been so different every day. You never kind of know what you're going to get, and you can't really plan.
Right, and it affects the fish just as much as it does the people going. I mean, they just don't know what to do. They don't move into the shallows where people shore fish and the bridges and all that kind of thing. It just has not kicked in yet. And normally by now it would have. So, I mean, it looks like after this week, it should improve quite a bit. But all the bodies of water around here, the creeks and everything, are just like flood stage. So that's another issue. The water is very dirty because of all the runoff. It's just made spring fishing very difficult so far.
Yeah, you know, I was driving on 33 coming back from something earlier this week, and you know, there's the dam that's kind of west of you, you know, the western side of Fox Lake, and that thing was wide open, and it was moving. So Fox Lake levels are really high too.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's up a good foot. We have a gauge out in front of the bait shop here, and it's about as high as I've seen it in quite a while. So yeah, there's a lot of runoff coming from everywhere, and there's predicting more rain. So, you know, that's got to settle down a little bit before, you know, anything kicks in also. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a waiting game, basically. You know, you do what you can, but guys are basically going to Mississippi River and DePere and all them kind of things, and they're doing really good on walleyes and perch and that kind of thing. But, you know, that's a long haul for a lot of people. And you know, I like to shore fish in the spring, so it just hasn't happened yet. So I got my boat out yesterday, and I'm probably going to have to go out in a boat to do anything.
Hey, are you a trout fisherman at all? Have you been out trout fishing or talked to anybody who took advantage of the new earlier date?
Well, I was planning on going last Saturday. I had something come up where I couldn't. So I'm going this Saturday for sure. I fished down by Richland Center, and, you know, I wanted to go the new opener or whatever, but yeah, I love trout fishing. That's my favorite. Me and my buddies will be down by Richland Center Saturday.
Hey, can you tell us about Fishtails? What can they find, where you're located, when you're open?
We are downtown Fox Lake on the river here, and we're open 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday. And now, just through April, we're open from 6 to 11 on Sunday. So if you need anything on Sunday, make sure you come in before 11 and get whatever you need.
Dave, I appreciate everything you do at Fishtails, and we will talk to you next week. A little shorter show today because both Pete Huff from Best Damn Guide Service and Rick Wetland, our resident outdoorsman, getting some much-needed R&R. So we appreciate Dave from Fishtails and Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle holding down the fort here today. This is the ESPN Outdoors Report. Have yourself a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.